We are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff and I, we talked last week about some of the decisions our state legislature made related to craft breweries. They did not make any decisions related to a tax relief or eliminating taxes on Social Security benefits, and I hate them all for that. And as a matter of fact, I said the other day that I don't know that I'll vote for a single incumbent because none of them are taking a leadership role, starting with our governor and then the people, the Republicans in charge of the Senate and the Democrats in charge of the House, get something done. But meantime, they did get something done related to marijuana and THC. And you have a much better handle on this, Jeff, than I do. What exactly did they agree to? And there's still some controversy attached to it.
Yeah, so they didn't do anything on marijuana per se. The House passed a bill to legalize adult use. It did, the Senate did not pick it up. That was predicted.
Okay.
But they did do some things around CBD and hemp-derived products. And there's a couple of things that they did that were that will help not only the CBD hemp industry, but also, believe it or not, Bob, the brewing industry. So the big one, now full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors of the Minnesota Industrial Hemp Association. And going into the session, our big thing was, our number one agenda item was to get the ability to have CBD used in food and beverage products. And there's a way to do it. You know, at the federal level, the FDA is perpetually studying the safety and efficacy of CBD in consumables. So the way you can get around it, Wisconsin did this a few years ago, as long as the plants are grown in Minnesota, they're processed in Minnesota, the products are made in Minnesota, sold and consumed in Minnesota, then it's intrastate and you're outside of the purview of the federal government. They don't have jurisdiction under, you know, because of the Commerce Clause.
Loophole.
So you can do it all intrastate. So that was our big thing, is we wanted to do that because, you know, there were a lot, you know, some folks that wanted to be able to sell water-soluble CBD to breweries to do, you know, like some CBD-infused sparkling water or a non-alcoholic, you know, other non-alcoholic beverages. And they couldn't do that up until this bill. Now, as I understand, I don't know if the governor's yet signed this yet, but I believe he's going to if he hasn't already. But that's in there. So, you know, there'll be, you know, edible products and liquid products now, but the controversy is, dealing with Delta 8 and Delta 9, you know, those
yes.
hemp derived products where there's some kind of, you know, they're considered intoxicants, right? And there is, so going into this, there was kind of a gray area. So now it is legal to sell those in Minnesota. That's been made clear. But there's limitations. So hemp-derived intoxicants is limited to 5 milligrams of THC per serving, maximum of 50 milligrams of THC per package. So this was a fight, and I've been part of a working group. We're doing some calls, and we're keeping updated as to what was going on with all the legislation over there on these issues. Is my understanding is that the governor's office and also the Board of Pharmacy would prefer to see Delta 8, Delta 9 regulated like prescription drugs where you'd have to have a prescription for them rather than letting them all be sold just like any other CBD product. So that's going to continue to be a hot issue, I think, in terms of those types of products. But overall, just in CBD and hemp generally, the consumables legislation is a huge step forward for Minnesota.
Well, now, I know a month or so ago, probably a little bit more than that, my wife and I were in a store that sold the Delta 8, and I think they had some Delta 9. So those levels mm-hmm. must be below, or they could have been over because there had been no guidelines set. So people can load up on them now if they want to, because right now whatever is in a store is legal until he signs something, correct?
I think that it's been a gray area up until now, but yes, so there's been some. There was a court of appeals case a few months ago that had that threw into question, particularly Delta 8 and Delta 9 when it came to liquid products. Okay. And there was a state board of pharmacy temporarily descheduled some, you know, those products from Schedule 1 at the state level. And there was a lot of wrangling around that. Our association teamed up with the Minnesota Cannabis Association. We filed an amicus brief in the appeal to the Supreme Court on that case. It was just a horrible ruling. So there was a little bit. There were retailers getting cease and desist letters regarding these, you know, any like vape cartridges or anything liquid with Delta 8 and 9, right? So it was one of those things that the legislature had to resolve. Unfortunately, they did resolve it, but you don't always get what you want. And there's also a push, as I understand it, the medical cannabis manufacturers in this state would prefer that they have control over Delta 8 and 9 because of its intoxicating nature, and not letting the vape shops and some of the other places have control over those products. So yeah. Just like liquor, special interests crop up quickly when you legalize a new industry. And we've already got fights over at the Capitol on this.
Now, I have had CBD gummies which don't have THC in them. And I think my wife, because she's had rheumatoid arthritis and she's got the shoulder, she had shoulder surgery. So she's always looking for something to relieve some of the discomfort or pain. And she liked CBD gummies. And I think she really liked that Delta 8. So, I mean, it does work. And I understand the whole intoxicant thing. But there's, mm-hmm. and you know what? There's a lot of other roads you have to go down. And did they, as an example, you cannot take, you can't smoke marijuana and basically own guns or have a carry permit or carry a gun. You can have the permit, but you can't carry. Are they addressing gun ownership related to THC?
Not in Minnesota, but there is a lawsuit. Nikki Fried, who's the Democrat attorney general down in Florida, one of the people running for the Democrat nomination for governor to try to run against Ron DeSantis, she filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration and took a lot of heat from people within her own party. She also happens to apparently have a fiance who's in the cannabis industry, so that's probably part of her motivation. Uh-huh. But she sued the Biden administration over that rule that says that you cannot possess a firearm if you are in possession of a Schedule I narcotic. And she's saying her argument is that, this is infringing on the Second Amendment rights of medical cannabis patients who are legally prescribed cannabis, but they wouldn't be allowed to, possess a firearm.
She is way off the mark. Well, I don't know about possess. I thought it was related to carrying, but you do not want someone carrying, certainly. Possessing is another thing that's on Valium or is taking a, some of these heavy duty narcotics for pain. There's no way you should be.
No, they're not seeking to overturn. I think it's just strictly related to
ownership
through the medical cannabis, because there are instances where you're taking medical cannabis for, depending on the purpose. It's not necessarily the point of the rule was they don't want people having basically an illegal drug. Right. But that's not the case when you've got legally prescribed medical cannabis. So we'll see how that plays out. I know talking to some of the Republicans in Minnesota, they're less concerned about legalizing cannabis, but they don't want to do it in a way that takes away people's right to own and possess firearms. So, we'll see where it goes.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. Now, Jeff, I want to tell you, enjoy the rest of Memorial Day. And hopefully we have a whole summer ahead of us where the weather will be nice and every day will seem like a holiday. All right, we're going to take Let's hope. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, we will take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.